Hello, Cleaning Nation. So good to be with you once again. Welcome to the place that you will find everything you need to get the cleaning company that you've always wanted. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me or want to hire me to speak at your next event, all of these things can be had through our producer, Natalie, and you can email her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a call 480-648-5149. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Matteo Spadafora, owner of Maids Santa Monica and Maids Los Angeles. They offer both residential and commercial cleaning. If you want to reach out to Matteo and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.maidssantamonica.com, maids plural, not maid, maids plural, maidssantamonica.com or maidslosangeles.com. Matteo, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I am fantastic. Glad to have you on, my friend. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up in Los Angeles / Santa Monica in the cleaning business.
Yeah, it's basically, I'm from Italy and I moved with my family to Los Angeles about 3 years ago for family reasons. And I applied for an investor visa and I had to find a business to generate, an active business to generate jobs. So we used to use a cleaning company. And so I got in touch with the owner of the cleaning company. And then I ended up buying the cleaning company that was cleaning our own apartment. And so that's how I got involved with the cleaning. And ever since, I've been extremely busy and I'm very happy about this decision.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to Cleaning Nation. You are in a fantastic business. And that's really awesome to hear that you've only been here 3 years and you're already having such success in the cleaning business.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mike.
All right, my pleasure. So you said you moved over here with your wife and your kids?
We don't have kids yet, but we're practicing we just got a puppy.
I like that. So, start easy. Well, depending on the puppy, they can be harder than kids, man.
Yes.
Yeah, you can put diapers on babies, but you try to put one on a puppy and all of a sudden the animal safety people come after you.
It doesn't work.
I've not tried it, but I've got a mental picture in my mind. It's not good. So, gosh, if you've been here 3 years, kind of give us a little bit about where your business started and kind of what's happening in the time that you've been here. Your story is fascinating.
Yeah, so basically, I purchased a company, Maids Los Angeles. It was in business since 2009. And then, I joined the company, as I said, 2 years ago. And then, I purchased the company and then I got involved more and more, especially since January 1st of this year, because before I was also working part-time for another company. The business really took over when I really got involved this year.
That is a very common occurrence. Guys or gals go part-time and they just, I don't want to say they struggle. And not magically, but when you're able to go full-time, it has a huge difference. So congratulations on that. Does your wife work with you? Does she stay home? Does she do something different?
She initially tried to get involved and help me. She saw me very busy, so she wanted to help out. But then she didn't really like it, and she's not really an office person. So then I ended up hiring an assistant for the office, and she's a creative person. She's a singer, and so she does something else. So I'm involved pretty much on my own. I have we have now 20 employees. And the business grew 200% this year, it's projected to grow as well another 200% for 2017 with the new marketing strategies that I have in the pipeline.
Good for you, my friend. And I got to tell you, if I let you come on this show and you say that you've grown 200% in the last year and I didn't ask you, what did you do? Cleaning Nation would kill me. So before we move on to how I can help you, what did you do that's had such success for you that maybe our listeners can get some value out of?
So I tested pretty much everything. I analyzed which marketing campaign had the highest return on investment, and then I stick with it. So whatever was, so I tried everything, and then whatever was working, I invested heavily on that marketing tool. So I tried Yelp, Home Advisor, Angie's List, SEO services with three different companies, Google AdWords first with an agency, and then I did it myself. I had a new website designed to gain more exposure online. I tried customer relationship management with two different companies, Yellow Pages, also the publication of the Yellow Pages, Boma, the publication with a full color page ad on Boma for commercial services. And then I got involved with two different associations, the Association of Residential Cleaning Services International and the Association of Janitorial Services. And I got also certificates with these associations of green cleaning, carpet cleaning, and customer service that I'm displaying on our website. I tried flyers, magnets with the company logo. I tried referral programs, review incentives, other promotional material. I wrapped the company van with the company logo and phone number. I tried, I shot a video that I'm displaying on Yelp. And I'm now trying to get into new joint ventures with other companies that they serve related services, whereby they, like painters, when they, after they see a customer, they leave our coupon. So somehow related to our business, and we advertise their services as well. So I'm getting into new joint ventures at the moment.
Gosh,
I try to
let me unpack that for a minute, because you said a bunch of stuff, but there's two or three points that I want to make sure that Cleaning Nation doesn't miss. First of all, we've talked about joint ventures repeatedly on the show, so I love in exactly the way that you do it. You find someone that serves your exact customer but sells them a different product, and you promote your services to their audience and their services to your audience, and it is a very mutually beneficial relationship. So I love that you're actually doing that. I'll try and see if I can find one or two of the episodes where we talk about that, link to it on this show so you guys can access that. I love that you're part of BOMA and ARCSI, and what was the other ARCSI's Arizona Residential Cleaners Association International. Put links to that up. And the big thing that I want to point out is so many people I work with were like, oh, I tried Yelp and it didn't work, or I tried AdWords and it didn't work. And you named, gosh, I didn't count, but it felt like about a dozen different things. And I'm guessing most of them, the first time you tried them, didn't work. They cost you money and you put in a dollar and you got back nothing or 30 cents. And some of them, or many of them, you were able to test and test and test and improve and improve and improve. And now I would imagine, making money on multiple. So I just love your attitude of, so many people are like, oh, I tried advertising, it didn't work, so I'll just never grow my company. And they're stuck where they're at because, quote unquote, they tried it. I love that you, none of us likes losing money or kind of doing things that are risky or scary outside of our comfort zone. But if you're going to build a business, that's what it takes. You can't just try one thing and hope it works the first time out of the chute, because it doesn't. So I just want to encourage you that I love what you're saying. A lot of the things you're saying are what I coach on. So congratulations on A, all the hard work, B, the success that you've had, and C, just doing what it takes, even if it's maybe a little scary, to get the results that you want, my friend.
Thank you. I also forgot to mention the Better Business Bureau. So we're also rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, and it gave us also some exposure. And especially what really, really works is to get reviews. Reviews are everything, really. I saw the biggest results once we grew a number of reviews online. When I purchased the company, we didn't have not even one review online. So I had to build a reputation from zero. And now customers, they call us and they already trust us. They are more confident when they book the jobs with us. And this is because they read online our reviews and they see other customers, they tried us and they're happy, satisfied with the service, and it really works. Reviews are very important.
I would say you're doing more than reviews, because what you're really doing is creating an online presence and putting a lot of tools in your belt. So not to disagree with the reviews, I know that those can have a tremendous amount of impact, but I just want to say, again, it's a cleaning nation. I don't want them to be like, oh, I'll just go get a bunch of reviews and that'll do everything. It certainly is not going to hurt you, and it's definitely going to help you to some degree. But listen to what Mateo said. He said, we're with the Better Business Bureau. So it's not just that they go to his website, because you know how people aren't just going to your website, right? They're Googling you and they're kind of checking out what the universe has to say about you, not just Google. So Mateo says, well, we're A+ with the Better Business Bureau. So guess what? When you Google his name, the Better Business Bureau, they're probably going to come up with his name and A+ rating. They've got a bunch of good reviews probably on Yelp and Google, so that's working. They're with three or four associations, so it seems like you're really building a community around that of trust. So, but when I come to you, sure, I've got other people saying that you're great, but I see that you're certified here and you're a member of BOMA and ARCSI, and if I'm familiar with either of those, I'm comfortable, and you've got these reviews, and maybe you were referred to me by my painter who I trust. So I really like that you're creating an environment of trust, and not that the reviews aren't a big part of that, but I just want to encourage Clean Nation. They really are a part. Like, no, please notice that Mateo's doing three or four things, giving lots of cues to prospective customers to that he's a trustworthy guy. This would be another one, right? We're obviously going to put this up here. So I promise you, in a couple weeks, when you Google his company, it's going to come up with him being on here and him sharing with all the good stuff that he's doing. And so I love that you're really creating an impact in your community from a lot of different directions, right? From associations, from the Better Business Bureaus, from reviews, from being on this podcast. You're putting together lots and lots of things. So no matter where I look, I'm going to get somebody joint ventures. Somebody's going to be saying, oh yeah, you can trust those guys. Maids Los Angeles, good people. Nice job, Mateo. I love that.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, gosh, you have been doing a fantastic job of bringing value to my audience. So thank you for that. Let me see if I can return the favor, man. What's going on in your world that I can help you with today?
Yeah, so I would like to know how to franchise my company.
Fantastic question. I nearly paused. Gosh, every time we do an episode, I'm like, well, that's it. We've done almost 200 now. We're going to have covered everything. And then some genius like Mateo comes up and is like, nope, I've got a new question that you haven't talked about. So let's dive into that. First and foremost, not just for you, Mateo, but for the audience, there are a couple main ways that you can franchise. In the cleaning business, the dominant way is where you go get the clients, and then instead of hiring W-2 employees, you would sell franchises, and say you've got $1,000 a month commercial account. And this, I've only seen this done, not that it hasn't been done otherwise, I've only seen it done in commercial, but I guess you could try it in residential. I've only seen it in commercial. So that would be, you go get all the clients, you do the billing, and then you give them 80%, right? So you've got a $1,000 deal, they do all the work, you bill the client, you get the client, you service client, make sure they're happy. You collect $1,000, you give your franchisee $800 of that, and that's the relationship. So that's common in the cleaning business. Outside of the cleaning business, and this happens in the cleaning business as well, but when non-cleaning business people hear franchisees, it's a little different. It might be, give me an upfront investment of $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 and 6 to 10% of your sales every month, and we're going to provide you with our logos, our systems, our marketing. You're going to do everything. You have to get your own accounts. You have to build your own client list. You have to do everything, but we're going to provide you with marketing and systems and processes. And for that, you're going to pay us $30,000 to maybe even $100,000, depending on what you want up front, and then a percentage ongoing. Are you familiar with those? And if so, did you have one that you're kind of picturing? Because it'd be a very different strategy for each.
Yeah. That's all very, very valuable information. And I'm very, very, very interested in learning more about it.
Okay, so the first step would be to decide which of those you want to pursue, right? Because the plan to sell franchises with a large upfront investment is very different, and then percentage going forward is very different than the plan to say, hey, I'm just going to start selling the contracts that I have to franchisees, and I'll find the customers, I'll bill the customers, I'll collect the money, and then I'll pay the franchisees to do the operations piece of it. They're very different plans. I do want to encourage it. Sounds like you do residential and commercial. If you're going to do if you're going to do the first plan where you get the accounts and just pay the person a percentage, I've not seen that executed in the residential side, only in the commercial. If you're going to do a typical franchise where you take a large amount up front and charge a percentage every month, I've seen that happen more often in the residential, like the Merry Maids, Molly Maids. We had Two Maids and a Mop on our show, that kind of a thing. So first and foremost, I'd probably figure out which of those you wanted to pursue. Second, I don't know that I try to do commercial and residential. Are you right now 50-50? Are you kind of the bulk of you? Sounds like me by the name. It sounds like the bulk of what you do is residential. Do you do a lot of commercial, or tell me a little about that?
We do. We actually clean a lot of offices. We do restaurant cleaning as well. And so we do all like the first cleaning to pass inspection before they open the restaurant, or when they're or like a spring cleaning. And then we clean a lot of shops. We have cleaned the shops on Rodeo Drive, the famous shopping street in Beverly Hills. And but yeah, the bulk is I would say residential. And I would more towards something like Molly Maids or the Maids. But yeah, we do also a lot of commercial services like floor buffing, stripping, polishing, commercial window cleaning, and commercial carpet cleaning. So this is really a big chunk of our business as well.
Okay, so I definitely would not, and again, I don't coach either in private or on the podcast. I'm not a huge fan of commercial residential just because they're, believe it or not, very different businesses. Sounds like they're the same. I clean things and we get paid. How are they different? They really are. So if you were going, so in a regular business setting, if I was just coaching you privately or personally, I would try and say, hey, let's really find who your target market is and make sure we go after them and focus on that. If you're going to franchise, that almost becomes a requirement in terms of franchising, especially if you're talking about like the Molly Maid part where it's like, hey, I'm going to actually go sell a franchise. I'm going to collect $50,000 up front or whatever your fee is. I've got to find that buyer. I've got to have a bunch of systems. We're going to collect a percentage every month in exchange for systems and ability to use logo and pricing and all that stuff. That's a huge undertaking, and it's going to require a ton of focus, actually, to be quite frank, quite a bit of money. And I'd hate to see you trying to have too many things spinning. So if that's really something that you wanted to do, I would have that, if you decide to go forward, as your only goal for probably the next maybe 2 to 3 years, is just creating a franchise. Creating a franchise is a very different business than running a cleaning business. It's almost the difference between someone that's a good maid and says, hey, I'm going to start a maid business, and they think it's the same. It's not. Running a maid business is very, very different than cleaning houses. The exact same thing applies to owning a franchise. Is very, very different than owning a cleaning business. The cleaning business, you're in the client attraction business, the customer service. You've actually got to do a lot of operations. If you're running a franchise, it's very different. You're now in the customer attraction, that your only job is to sell franchisees, and you've got to make sure that you've got systems and processes that are just absolutely bulletproof, so they're getting their money's worth, so they succeed. So honestly, if that's the franchise mode that you want to do, like a Molly Maids or something like that, I'd probably spend the next 2 or 3 years getting your systems and your documentation just absolutely bulletproof. Open 2 or 3 or 4 locations that are company owned. Get results, right? Get to where you're like, I know I can open a franchise or a store or a new location, and in 12 months, we're up to $200,000 with a net profit of $20,000 and or 40, you know, 20%, $40,000, and it's repeatable, right? We've got a system that we use. It's not Mateo trying to figure everything out new every time. You've got a system that works, whether Mike's doing it or Mateo's doing it or whoever your franchisee's doing it, it works. So really, I would probably spend the next 2 or 3 years getting your systems bulletproof. And honestly, if that's what you're going to do, I'd probably work with a consultant. There's guys that can help you through that, because there's a lot of legal paperwork that you have to do to make sure that you're not taking advantage of people. And you know, when you start taking people's money for investment, you have to make sure you do that right, and you know, cover your bases on a legal side. So if that's the way you'd want to do, step one would be really getting your own private systems in place. Get 2 or 3 locations opened up, so you're like, yep, I can. When John in Idaho buys my first franchise, I know I can open one in Idaho because I've done one. I've opened multiple places before, and I know how it goes. I'd probably do that for the next 2 or 3 years. And then once that's probably 70% done, I'd contract with somebody that specializes in that to help you start getting the legal process and paperwork moving. All right. I know that's a pretty quick answer for a real big question. Any other thoughts or help you need on that before we hit the lightning round, my friend?
With respect to SEO services, then the franchisor would be in charge of doing all the online marketing for the franchisee.
So that, excellent question. That's up to you. Like I said, and I would definitely check out the Two Maids and a Mop episode that we had on. And literally, I just also did, Steven from AMC. He literally just released, I think, today. He's got 750 franchisees all over Australia and New Zealand. I would listen to that. And I'll put links in here, Clean Nation, so you've got it. I'm just telling Mateo. I would listen to that one. And then the Two Maids and a Mop is here in the States. I think he's only got 30 or 40 franchisees, but they've been growing like gangbusters, and the franchisees are killing it. I'm actually speaking at their event, MadeCon, this summer, and I'm so excited to meet those guys. So I would probably listen to those two. They both, and the thing is, Steven, the guy in Australia, is the first one that we've been talking about, the first business thing where they just do commercial. He gets the contracts for his people, he collects the money, and the people do the work and he pays them. The Two Maids and a Mop guy is more like the Molly Maids model, where he takes money up front and then takes a percentage, and he does provide their SEO. So when you say, is that something you have to do? I don't think by law you'd have to. If I was going to open a franchise, yes, I would handle that for them, and it would be Maids San Diego, Maids Arizona, Maids, you know, whatever my thing is. And I would handle all that centrally, but I think that's more of a good business decision than a legal requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Any other questions before we hit the lightning round?
No.
All right. We're going to go through this quick because you were so fascinating. I went, wait, we're already over 20 minutes and we haven't even hit the lightning round, but it was worth it because I am loving your story, my friend. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give me three amazing quick answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
So the best advice I've ever received is to know everything about the business I'm in. So I really learned that if I want to be successful, if I want my company to be successful, I really need to know everything about cleaning, about running a successful cleaning company. And I need to know which marketing strategies work, which don't, and what are the best practices in the industry. And I really need to know everything, because when I got involved, I was coming from asset management, a totally different industry, and I knew close to nothing about cleaning. And the first year, I lost $45,000, also and mainly because I wasn't involved in the company. As I said, I had a part-time job, but then I decided to get involved full-time beginning of January 1st of 2016. And that's when I tested firsthand how it works. And I could test all these different marketing tools, and I really got involved, and I made the company grow. Because last year when I first started, I gave the company to a manager. And the manager was also coming from a different industry, so she wasn't very familiar, and she had no idea where to advertise online, how to advertise.
Sounds like you had the blind leading the blind. You didn't know, she didn't know, and that's an absolute recipe for disaster. All right, let's move on just because I want to make sure we don't run super long. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that the rest of us can all learn from?
Yeah, so related to the first question, not getting involved firsthand. So this was really my biggest mistake. I was involved elsewhere with another job. And I learned that the owner needs to be involved firsthand. And I really had to put my hands into this company myself. I was relying too much and trusting too much this assistant. And she wasn't doing the right job, And then after checking the financial statements at year end, and I saw that we were making a big loss, I said, okay, that's it. I got involved myself and I turned around the company 360 degrees, and now we are skyrocketing.
Great point and great job identifying that and doing what it takes to fix it. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something simple and easy they can do today before their head hits the pillow that can improve their business or their lives?
Really get in the street and knock on doors. We went to construction sites whereby houses were almost ready to put on the market, and we got the cleaning, the post-construction cleanup before they were gonna do their first open house. And we knocked on doors, property managers. We got a big contract for cleaning high-rise buildings, and it's really getting in the street and knocking on doors and giving out flyers and promotional material. And so this is really for an immediate result.
Gosh,
if you have more time, then really get online, and online you will find everyone else.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, a lot of this stuff sounds a lot like just good old-fashioned hard work. Mateo, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for joining us, sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, when you want to check out Mateo's show notes page, get all the links that we talked about, discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you'll find it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.